And this is the credit union. This is Raul.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning your call for customer service. How may I help you?
Hi, Nikki. I was just calling because we received a dispute from this merchant phone number on a member of ours. And they are listing that this was a fraudulent transaction. I was wondering if you'd be able to cross-verify any information for me.
Yes, sir. Can I please have your zip?
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
Okay, mine is 66614, but the members is different.
Okay, you said 66614?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that going to be the customer zip code?
No, the customer zip code is going to be 66607.
Okay, that's going to be 66607. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Can I please have the first and last name?
First name, Patricia. Last name, Oliver.
Can you verify her zip code? I'm sorry, can you verify the shipping address for me? I do apologize.
That's okay. What I have is 600 Southeast Madison Street, Topeka, Kansas, 66607.
Okay. Now, in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan, and you will receive an email with the link for the app. Now, the winner will be selected by email within a week of the closing of the promotional sweepstakes.
Do you mind me asking what kind of services she enrolled in, or what, like, I guess what it is? I couldn't find a website for you guys.
Yes, sir. She had to be able to enter the contest entry for the Bites Hub, which is like a meal plan, for the mixer.
Oh, okay. And she just, again, she didn't cancel it on time?
That's correct. It's like a monthly subscription.
Oh, monthly subscription. Okay.
Yes.
What email do you have, and phone number do you have for her on file?
Okay, the telephone number is 785-559-6572.
6572, okay. And then the email?
The email is poliver5@cops.net.
Okay. And am I able to cancel any, like, future billings on behalf of her, or would she have to call in for that?
Yes, sir. Now, what I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel his account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you so much for being patient with me. Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down the cancellation and confirmation number?
Yeah, that'd be great, please.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920. 660. 410.
I'll repeat it to you really quick. It's
okay.
C as in Charlie, 920-660-410.
That's correct. That's going to be the cancellation number. I went on to void the charge for the full amount on their account.
Okay. And then, again, she will not be seeing any future charges, correct?
That's correct. No more future charges.
All righty. Well, I really appreciate your help.
You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much for calling.